Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Rabbit Wurstler. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Dietrich. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bill Dietrich. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wes Farrell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Wes Farrell. And now, play ball. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reynolds. McNair reaches second base with a double. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kramer for the out. McNair moves to third. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McNair scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Werber goes all the way around to score. It's Athletics, 1, Red Sox, 1. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry bunts towards the mound. Dietrich fields it and throws to first for the out. Farrell moves to second. One out. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. McNair hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards second. Worstler picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Worstler. Werber moves to second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into center field. Kramer picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Kramer. Werber scores. Morgan moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Worstler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Reynolds hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-0 in the game. Larry hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Farrell moves to third. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-2 in the game. Bishop hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Farrell. The throw from Berry and he is safe. Farrell steals second. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Farrell scores. Farrell scores. Werber moves to third. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Mort Floor now pitching. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Morgan. The throw from Berry and he is safe. Morgan steals second. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Werber scores. Morgan moves to third. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry fires to third and picks off Morgan. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0-for-1 in the game. Wurstler hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes pinch hits for Charlie Berry. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes strikes out. Two outs. Mort Floor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Floor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Miller moves to second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frankie Hayes now catching. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Len Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Porter moves to second. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a line drive to left field. Johnson throws towards the infield. Floor fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Floor. Porter scores. Larry moves to third. Farrell moves to second. It's 7-1, Red Sox. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 3 in the game. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Worstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kramer moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. Kramer moves to third. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry misplays the ball. That's an error on Larry. Kramer scores. Fox moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-2, Red Sox. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to third. Higgins moves to second. Two outs. Rabbit Worstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worstler is 0 for 2 in the game. Worstler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Worstler reaches second base with a double. Fox scores. Higgins scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 7-4, Red Sox. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Werber hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Werber reaches second base with a double. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Whitey Wilshere now pitching. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Werber moves to third. Morgan moves to second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Werber scores. Morgan scores. Johnson moves to third. It's 9-4, Red Sox. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Porter takes first base on ball 4. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Farrell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Larry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Reynolds moves to third. Porter moves to second. It's 10-4, Red Sox. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Farrell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Farrell reaches second base with a double. Reynolds scores. Porter scores. Larry goes all the way around to score. It's 13-4, Red Sox. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-4 in the game. Bishop hits a line drive into center field. Kramer picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Kramer. Farrell scores. Bishop moves to second. It's 14-4, Red Sox. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. Werber hits a line drive to left field. Johnson throws towards the plate. Hayes fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hayes. Bishop scores. Werber moves to third. It's 15-4, Red Sox. Ed Lager now pitching. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Morgan hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Werber scores. 2 outs. It's 16-4, Red Sox. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 16, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Lager is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lager hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 16, and the Athletics 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Porter hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller who is chasing the ball. Porter reaches third base with a triple. Reynolds goes all the way around to score. It's 17-4, Red Sox. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Porter scores. It's 18-4, Red Sox. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Larry hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got three RBIs. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Farrell moves to second. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler misplays the ball. That's an error on Wurstler. Farrell moves to third. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 4-for-4 in the game, with three singles, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Werber hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 18, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Higgins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Higgins reaches second base with a double. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Wurstler hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 18, and the Athletics 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Coleman now playing right field. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Morgan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Reynolds hits a line drive towards the mound. Lager catches it and throws to first to double up Johnson. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 18, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Moss pinch hits for Ed Lager. Charlie Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. McNair hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 18-6, Red Sox. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 18, and Philadelphia Athletics, 6. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.